This is going to be kind of an update for last month's monthly update here on Veterans Affairs Matters, and Brian's going to be talking more about online login systems today.
All right, Brian, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, sir. How are you? I'm well.
Hey, thanks for joining us today, Brian. We're glad to have Sean Hoffman with us last month to talk about, you know, the transition from the, I guess, long-standing existing login system for veterans to a new system here this year and really within the next few weeks. But the way it sounds here, to get us started off, is the VA is extending that deadline so more veterans can get in and get situated.
Absolutely. Yes, sir. Sean Hoffman has been doing a great work, as he mentioned last month on the update. He has been holding some outreach efforts at our CBOX, our outpatient clinics, and at our main facilities. And I have had the honor of also joining in and helping some veterans and seeing some of the frustrations that are part of this. And it sounds like Central Office, VA, has also kind of heard that frustration. And so they extended the deadline. It was supposed to be January 31st, so, you know, veterans waking up this morning wouldn't be able to sign in to look at their prescriptions or secure message their team or whatever. That has been extended to March 4th to give veterans a little bit more time to get in with these new secure sign-in options to help secure their information, but also give them access online to those important healthcare and benefits resources.
What are some of the concerns that you started hearing, or, you know, that Sean maybe had relayed to you, or maybe some of the things that you'd seen from other VA catchment areas here across the country about kind of the transition process?
One of the biggest frustrations is just technology. Some of the veterans that we've met with, you know, they have smartphones but don't have full capabilities, or there's some veterans still with flip phones or phones that don't allow for text messaging, and all of those are important aspects of signing up for the new modern sign-ins, because it is important to verify the identity of the veteran. So there are other ways. If technology is an issue, if a veteran doesn't have broadband internet or a phone with a camera, or is not comfortable with the phone option, there are options for the ID.me to verify their identity in person at the U.S. Postal Service. And so for our veterans in Emporia, they're able to go to the post office in Emporia. They have to start the process online at VA.gov. And then they can go to the Emporia post office and present the information that they start online on VA.gov, and they can finish the process there in person. The post office will help them take a picture of their ID to verify their identity and get them signed on.
How important is this, I guess maybe this step here for veterans specifically, you know, getting obviously more secure processes has become a major focal point the last couple of years, but how important really is this for veterans on a daily basis as they work through the VA online system?
It is incredibly important, and a lot of the veterans that I met with talked about these same security measures going in place with things like their bank or Social Security, and so all of that security is in the same vein, that we want to make sure that all of the information that is online is protected and hackers aren't able to come in and access any information that could put veterans at risk. And we know there are some veterans that are vulnerable to scams and all of this. This just helps protect them from that.
Brian, what if, you know, veterans do not, you know, get it in by the deadline? Are there any options after that?
Sure. So if they if they're not able to meet this deadline of March 4th, they don't lose any benefits. They don't lose any health care. That this isn't tied to any of that. They would just be unable to sign in to their account and secure message their team, change their prescriptions or order refills. Anything that they do online, either healthcare or benefits, they would no longer be able to do that online. There are still other options. They can come into the hospital. They can give us a call at the main campuses or in the C-Box. So they don't necessarily have to do this, but this is an easier way for veterans to manage their health care and their benefits.
Along those lines, Brian, is there basically a plan in place for those veterans who say they missed the deadline but they want to come on later? Is the VA got staff ready to help with that process and work those veterans through so that they have that access restored?
Absolutely. So they can come in at any time, and we're encouraging veterans to be proactive about this. Use this additional time to come in, talk with us. We have some outreach events coming up. February 11th will be at the Lawrence C-Box, and February 4th, tomorrow, we'll be holding an event here at the Leavenworth campus where veterans can come in, ask questions. Sean and I'll be there. We'll sit down with any veteran that wants to upgrade their account and get signed on with this new, modern, more secure Scion.
Outstanding. Well, Brian, anything else you wanted to add here about kind of the status report that you've just provided here for us this morning?
No, I'm thankful that we have the extra time, and any veteran that's listening to this that may have started this process and got frustrated, or maybe have heard other veterans being frustrated about the process, I encourage you, please put your trust and faith into Eastern Kansas. Come talk to us. Come see us. Let us help you get that navigated. That's what we're here for. That's what we absolutely love to do.
Brian, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Brian.
All right. Go Chiefs.
Go Chiefs.
Go Chiefs.
Gotcha. All right. Nice update there.
Absolutely. And we'll have this as updates and news stories here this week as well for veterans, so you've got that information readily at your fingertips. Want to let you know that tomorrow's Newsmaker 2 will have Stephanie Anderson talking about the Tech College's Wranglers on the Rocks and Run for the Roses benefit gala activities coming up. And we do have a couple of Newsmaker 2s that are still available here later in the week. So we're in the process of reaching out to get those filled, but you still have time to maybe claim that Wednesday or Thursday spot if you'd like. You can call us at 620-342-1400, and we'll get you scheduled.
All right, thanks, Chuck. KVOE Live in local sunshine, 42 degrees. It's 8:56.
Look and feel your best when you make an appointment with Annette Taylor at Salon Mirage. Enjoy some pampered.